Thursday night, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're doing Memches. We're doing different kinds of Pasa Boba Kisnin with Mizonos and Hamoti and Alamichya and Benching. We're up to Sivav. Sivav is Isha Shenizbasha. They took dough and they first cooked it and then they baked it. They're going bagel. Apparently that's what how you make a bagel. And pretzin, which it says on the bottom, is pretzels. But again, I don't know what kind of pretzels they had. But I think of pretzels, I think of something that does not have tzuras hapas. I don't believe those a twisted pretzel or even stick pretzels, or the round ones have tzuras hapas. The soft ones are also, maybe the soft ones are more tzuras hapas. I don't know. I don't think pretzels are tzuras hapas. They're pasabob bekisnin really only because of the salt, because they're they have these big pieces of salt, so that's like sugar, so that it affects the taste, and that says it's a snack food, not a regular bread. But if you eat enough of it, you should make hamotzi. If I'm wrong, I don't know. He says pretzels. I don't know. What is there a standard shape for pretzels, or
there used to be, but not anymore.
So what was the standard? It was the twisted pretzels.
Now there's.
Now when I was a kid growing up, the pretzel rods were very
common.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Anderson's.
Yeah, that's why they're Amazonos. Either crunchy or salty. But the soft, what? No standard. Okay, so I don't know. I don't know. To me, it does not have tzuras hapas. Let's see what they say. No, they don't talk about it. The davka shenefa hate it. So we're talking about cooked and baked is cooked and baked is hamotzi. Oh, so he's definitely not talking about our pretzels, because he's saying pretzels you make hamotzi. So he must be talking about soft pretzels without the salt, something like that. Something that's cooked and then baked, the kids say. What? Is what? Yeah, bagels is like that. This is your average bagel. That's what bagels is hamotzi because of this sif. That if you take a dough and you cook it and then bake it, it's hamotzi. Now, the other way we're going to learn now, Zion. Let's say you take bread that's already been baked and you crumble it up and now you cook it. Lechem gomor shebishlo. You took bread and you cooked it. In water, otigno bechemo, or you fried it, or maybe in butter. Bechadomer, afilu hever mimeno tor lechem. Again, here is very important. We're talking about something that once was lechem.
But for sure,
yeah. Well, we can talk about French toast. We're talking about taking bread and cooking it or frying it. That's French toast. Matzah bride, but they are taking bread, and now we're going to learn the different dinim depending on how big the pieces are. So first he says regular lechem, even if you doesn't have a Torah lechem anymore, you're going to shetochu bebeitzim, it's smeared with eggs. Imyesh beprusa kazayas, if the piece you're eating is a kazayas, kol din lechem olav, it does not lose its shame lechel, and you make hamotzi. Right, even though if you just cook it, it's mizonos, and even if you eat a lot of it, it's mizonos, but here if you baked it and then cooked it, it retains its hamotzi. The main b'chol prusa kazayas, but if you don't have, if you crumpled it up, I don't know, French toast usually has a kazayas. Oh, it's a big piece of bread. Well, not so bright. So you crumbled it up into pieces that are not a kazayas. Avo pishal yidei abishal novchu v'yesh b'chol prusa kazayas. It blew up in the cooking or maybe in the frying. O shenit b'kal yidei abishal, it got stuck together, which I guess happens in a matzah bry. That's what happens. V'afilu yesh aleim tor lechem. Yikomukom ein lo din lechem. U'mavarchan olav rakborim minei mazonos u'l'achar b'alamichya v'afilu ochal kadei sidiya. Just like something cooked, like we said, a jelly donut, the Hanukkah jelly donuts, which are fried, cooked, cooked in oil. They're not baked, right?
Yeah.
They're not baked. So they're always mizonos, no matter how many you eat. So here he's saying that if you take something that was already bread, even, chiddush, it was already bread, but you broke it up into pieces that are less than a kazayas, and you cooked and fried it, so it's mizonos, even if you ate a lot. Okay, I don't know about how do you make croutons, you know, again.
Instead of bread and bacon.
Do they cook it afterwards?
It's just baked.
I'm saying like the bigger croutons, you know what I'm talking about? The restaurant.
I remember seeing in a book once for sure that there's different, we have to know how each company can make the croutons differently. Each company can make the croutons differently. You mamash have to know. Some croutons could very well be hamotzi. But now we're learning that if they cook it also or fry it, then it becomes mizonos. But certainly less than a kazayas.
What if they don't fry it? What if they just cook it again?
Cook it if mizonos. Okay. No matter how many you eat.
Okay.
Because it's this din. You took bread and you broke it up into pieces less than a kazayas, and you then cooked it. Or fried it, meaning with a significant amount of oil or butter, so it becomes mizonos. And no matter how much you eat, it's a mizonos. The imlo bishlon, now he talks about different methods of cooking. If he didn't cook it in a kli rishon, elashira lam rote roseach, he poured boiling over it, boiling sauce or boiling water. Have a suffic bracha, Yishum the Mesafkalon, we're not sure, the Irui have a kibishal linyan ze olo. It's a suffic if Irui is a kibishal in this matter. Do anybody know any food made this way? Again, we're talking about bread, less than a kazayas, but he didn't cook it or fry it, he poured scalding hot water over it.
I don't know necessarily that way. My wife makes coating for chicken. She makes mozzarella and spices, and she puts it on the chicken, and then she bakes it in the oven.
Mozzarella is what? Mozzarella is like
mozzarella is
flour. Like flour.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it was mozzarella.
Not mozzarella. Like it's a flour now.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing it.
No, actually, mozzarella. Cooked mozzarella. Yeah, cooked mozzarella that is just
cooked. Why cook?
If you put mozzarella, you can call it
why do you say cooked for?
That's how you cook.
They didn't cook it.
Yes, so they never cooked it.
Originally,
it's hamotzi. Yes, that's hamotzi. And they didn't cook it.
Well,
you're talking about breading for chicken. If the breading is regular matzah, so then it's a shiloh. Maybe it's going to be a shiloh of a tofel and an ikker. If it's there to give taste, or just chayyah would be the ikker. You'd make a mozi. But I'm not sure about the flour, matzumel. But you're not talking about matzumel. You're talking about,
yeah,
what's the other thing? Well, matzumel or matzah? What?
Farfel?
Yeah, matzah farfel is pieces of matzah.
Yeah, matzumel is.
Matzumel is like a flour. Yeah, remember, it's flour. I'm not sure you make hamotzi on that, on matzumel.
Is there relevance to the fact that when a company makes any of these things, they're not making a matzah and then saying, oh, we're going to turn it into flour or whatever. They're making it in order so that its final product will be the matzah meal as part of the matzah. And it happened to have been a matzah at one point.
I don't recall ever seeing such a thing. It's a lot of times, it's a good point, there's many, many, many times that is very relevant, but I don't remember seeing, but what would we be talking about? We're saying if you cook it, it is mizonos.
It might already be not mizonos, because like you get a crouton, it wasn't made to be bread, it was made to be a crouton.
Bagel.
You're talking about a crouton that's cooked after it's baked?
Even before you cook it.
What do you mean? In the company before they package it?
When you get get it as a crouton or a bagel chip, whatever it is, if you even cook it, it already is not going to be.
You the one that would cook it?
You would take it when it's cooked down from the pan, and you would go ahead and cook it.
Why would you cook it? Yeah, croutons get put into your soup, I thought. Oh, I'm thinking of soup nuts. Okay, anyway, I'm saying if they're not a kazaka, so you want them to not be hamotzi even beforehand. That's what I saw there.
I'm scared someone just said, putting the croutons in the soup, is that not?
What kind of croutons? Now, you can't say any kind. Because we just said there's some croutons that might be hamotzi and some that are mezon. Arya is bringing up a suggestion. Just, maybe it's never again. Maybe you never come across such a product. Something that's baked, broken up into less than a gazayas, and cooked becomes mezonos. So he's asking, what happens when it originally was broken up? It was aldas to cook it. Perhaps it's mezonos already even before it's cooked. I don't know if we ever come across that product at that point in the game. But it doesn't. So I'm not sure. I hear the svara. I never saw anywhere that yet. But iri is a shaila, and therefore if you make iri on something, you should be on the less than a kazayas food. Then you should be careful only to eat a pekel chasudah, because it's not clear what bracha you make. Yimlo bishlo and elashorim b'mashkin, he soaked them in like soup, b'morok, the aim of brusel size is not a kazayas. Is that tolim yesh ben toyar lechem olo. Yesh ben toyar lechem, if they maintain their surah, havaluhu lechem gomur. The mainland toyar lechem ain lehem din lechem. If they lose the Torah Lechem, if they're less than a kazayas, if they lose the Torah Lechem, you make a mezonos. Even if it's not cooked, it's cooked in a cliche, not cooked, but it lost its Torah Lechem, that's when it loses the hamotzi. In the Shtana Mara Hamashkin, if the liquid it's cooking in changes colors, that's already called the Shtana Tzura Salechem. Okay, good. Stop this. What? Yeah. In a cliche-ni? Well, that's what he just said. In a cliche-ni, would depend if it lost its suras lechem or not. If the soup definitely doesn't change colors, because it does not change color. So it would depend if the challah is made that it disintegrates, then you don't make hamotzi anymore. But usually, if you ate a meal, you didn't wash yet. So it depends. So he just said it depends if it lost its suras lechem or not.